अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मै मिलियंस ऑफ दंडक प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ मै स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद सुतर शिष्मद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद सुतर शिष्मद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी हैव कम फ्रॉम इंडिया Holy Land Vrindavan. Why have I come? The speaker have told something. To speak some truth and to realize something, and that is you must remember that you are not body, this physical body. But by the illusory maya of Krishna, we are always entangled and thinking that I am this body. But you must know that one day old age will come surely, without fail. All the scientists and doctors of the whole world, combined effort, they cannot check old age a moment. And after some time, we will be too old and death will come. Also, no scientist, no doctor can check our death. But you should know, death and birth is of this body, not of transcendental soul. And we are transcendental soul. No birth and death for souls. This birth and death is only for this
body,
not for transcendental world. And what you collect in your whole life at the time of death, nothing you cannot take anything from this. Not one even ringgit or piece of a ringgit you can take from this world. Everything will be here and like this, empty-handed you left. Where to go? If you are not following the instructions of Gurudev, first of all, they have told that for transcendental happiness, a guru is needed. Guru should be bona fide. How bona fide? He knows all the scriptures, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. And he has some realization about Supreme Lord. He detached from worldly things, no attachment. He is so learned that he can remove all the doubts of disciple. That very good. Guru can help us. Guru tells, you are not this body, you are soul, eternal servant of Krishna. But you have forgotten by chance Krishna and you have come to this world. Coming, going, birth and death, no endless birth and death. From the beginning of creation, we are coming, going. Krishna mercifully, He has given this human body. And there is chance to have associations of high class of sadhus. Satang prasangamam virjasam vidau bhavantari tarkarna rasayana katha tajjosanat asu apavarga vartmani sraddha rati bhakti anukramishyati. Only in the association of high class of Vaishnava, Guru, we can realize that we were eternal servant of Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna. And His illusory Maya has thrown us in this world. We are searching happiness, happiness, happiness. But in any species of life, we were only searching happiness, but no happiness. They think happiness is in money, or it comes from money. They think that the happiness comes from wife and daughter, son, and by family persons. But you know that at the time of death, no father, no sister, no daughter, no son, anyone cannot help you. So a guru tells that the Harikatha told by high class of Guru and Vaishnava, very powerful. In a moment they can change your whole life. And they will make a test for Krishna name. We think that Gurudev has given us Harinam, Hare Krishna. But I am chanting from long years. But I have no any realization, no money coming, no good fortune coming. If we have a service, then money comes easily. We have maintained everything. But we are chanting. By chanting, can you maintain your family? We have no strong faith. I am telling a very simple story. In Vrindavan, about 500 years before, a highly saint like Sanatana Goswami, in the forest of Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna River, he was chanting and remembering Krishna, always meditating him. One day a poor Brahmin came from Varanasi, Kashi. And he told to Sanatana Goswami, "O Sanatana Goswami, I have come far, very far away from Banarasi, and Shankar Mahadev has sent me. I am a very poor person. I have a young daughter. I want to give marry her, but I am so poor that I cannot. So I want some wealth, some money." Then Shankar, and he did austerities, hard austerities. At once Shankar gave darshan and told, "I know your wish, desire. Go to Vrindavan. There is a high class of saint, Sanatana Goswami. And you ask money for him, from him, and he will give you. So I have come to you, please give me, arrange some money for me. Oh, he was in wonder. I have only door coffin.
Loin cloth.
Only, nothing else, nothing chadar, nothing dhoti, kurta or anything. But I think Shankar cannot me tell lie. But what wealth I had? Oh yes, I remember. I found a
touchstone.
But I thought that no need of this. So I put in sand. You can go and collect from there. You will remove some sand. And that jewel, stone, touchstone will be found. And you take and go to your house and give marriage to your daughter. He became very happy. And then he went there and he
removed
some
sand.
And he saw a very glittering jewel. Sanatana Goswami told, bring a iron. And when he touched the stone, iron became gold. Oh, he became very happy. And then he did pranam to Sanatan Goswami and told that I am now returning to home. I am very happy that you gave me. He was going, but in the midway, some far away, he thought, oh, this is wonderful touchstone. And without delay and without attachment, Sanatana Goswami gave me. As if it is a
piece of stone
or piece of kaach.
Broken glass.
So it seems that he has more valuable
jewel.
Any jewel. More than these. Oh, I should return and tell him. I want that your
valuable jewel.
He returned back. Sanatana Goswami told, why you returned back? Oh, I thought that you have more
expensive jewel.
Valuable any
jewel.
So I came for that. Oh, you want that? That I have? Yes, I want. Throw it, this touchstone in Jamuna. As long as you can. And then Brahmin, throw out in Jamuna, very far away. And then he told that, oh, take bath in Jamuna and come to me. And then he came. And he told, in his ears, that jewel is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. All your desires, material or transcendental, will be fulfilled by this jewel, Harina. Krishna is very powerful. In a moment he can destroy whole universe and can create millions of universes in a second. And he is causeless, merciful. He has all good transcendental qualities in him. He has invested all his power, all his mercy, all his qualities in these names. So they can stop your endless pain of endless birth and death. They can fulfill any your desire, whether it material, whether it is transcendental. No birth, no death, you will go to a place that is called Golok Vrindavan. There is no birth, no death, nothing, only happiness and happiness, ocean of happiness. You will sink in that ocean. Then Brahmin took it and returned back happily, and he became saint. He was forgotten wife, children and everything. So we should know that what Gurudev has given jewel, it can fulfill all desires. Money cannot fulfill all desires. If you ask money, pray money, I want to live long, thousand and thousand years. Can man, money do? I want that, I should not be old. What money can do? And if you are dying and anyone telling money, what he can do? Nothing. Nityatideena bittena durlabhena atma mrityuna. For money, if no money, very anxious. How I will be a rich person? And if money, then he becomes more, that anyone come and kill me and take my money. And if money has come and gone, he is always unhappy. So this money by which we can collect wife, children, dogs, cats, so many things, garden, very beautiful house equipped with all
facilities.
They cannot give you happiness. You must know. Very soon, you know that death is dancing on our head. No guarantee tomorrow we will be in this world or not. So better chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Your life will be successful. Otherwise, again you will have to come to this world as a pig, hog, dogs, cat and fishes, and all will cut you and eat you. So, we should follow these instructions and be happy forever. Gaur Premanande.
Om Adhyanam Nirandasya Janam Janasala Kaya Shri Guru Eman Namo Vishnu Bahraya Srimad Bhakti Pramodaya Puri Goswami Namo. Mukam karoti vacharam angam nagayate girim yathipatamam bande paramani narayanam namaskritya naram cheva navratamam devin saraswatim vyasam tato jayam divay.
First of all, give any blessings.
I offer my obeisances to my Shisho Master, Shisho
Master, Shisho Master, Shisho Master, Shisho Master, Shisho
Master, Shisho Master,
and they should come in India,
next,
in Ganges or in Prayag or Ganges River, and also Jamuna River. And make a offering of the Krishna.
After this figure, you can
speak. So many have done.
So, I am actually fortunate that Maharaj, actually I don't know much, but Maharaj gave me a chance to speak, so that is very nice. This what Maharaj said just now, actually this is our situation. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is given And all of Acharyas who chant this sloka only. Yasya apna bhutti krute tiradukhe swadi kalatrajishu bhoumya ijjadi yat tita sarite nakarichit jnaneshu abhigeshu sa eva bhokaraha. I was before like that. Bhokaraha means cow or ass. One who is an ass, ass like people, they are only thinking of their body and the products of the body, wife, children, they are not concerned with anybody else. Atma Buddhi, this is our disease for many, so many births, Atma Buddhi. Kumbhe, this body is made of three dhatu, three elements, fire, air, like that, mucus. And this nasty body, we are thinking it's our supreme soul. And our wife, products like that. So people like, such people when they go to the holy place, they don't go to hear the saints. They just go and take a bath, dip in the holy water and say, oh yeah, that is okay, I have gone to the pilgrimage. Bhikta Buddhi suddenly. So like that, this type of people, so many people. But actually those who come here, they are not of that category. Why? Because the same Shastra says, Yashi Asmani Kirtani Nadeo Richaramalaya Punantite Urukarena Darshaneva Sadhava. All the spiritual processes which we are doing, like worshipping the deity, sometimes the deity made of mud or stone, different deities we worship, but it takes a long time to purify ourselves. So many processes, people are bathing in Ganga every day, but the result is very little. Very little progress they are making. They are doing puja so many years and then so many anatta are still there. So many impurities in the heart still there. The puja. What's wrong with the puja? They are not doing puja properly. No, that's why the Shastra say, darshaneva sadhava. The sadhu, the devotee, by just coming to the place, just by his darshan, one becomes purified. So we are all very lucky. Those people who came, they are coming, they are seeing sadhu. They are actually just by seeing a sadhu. Seeing a devotee, they become purified. So what to speak? So we are very fortunate that devotees are coming to this Malaysia Ram, Malaysia, they are coming and purifying this place by just giving darshan. Just like Mahaprabhu, he just used to give darshan and make devotees. So it is important that those who come here, even if they don't understand just by taking darshan of the sadhus and being a little respectful, they get a lot of merit. Rather than going all the way to India, taking bath in the water and coming back and no merit. Very little merit. So this is a very good day for you all. So how does a sadhu help? Which way does sadhu help? Yes, one, we discussed by darshan. Two, Bhagavatam says, Pivate ye bhagavat atmana satam harikatam retu harikatam ritam saranaputeshu sampratam punanti te ishaya vidut ashaya tat charana sarova hantitam. Pivate, the person, the very fortunate persons who give oral reception to what the sadhu says, the devotee says, what the pure devotee says, the sadhu says. What happens? That all this, he says, the harikatha of the sadhu is very important. If we can receive it, then vishaya vidut ashayam, vishaya vidushita ashayam. So it clears punanti, it clears us, it purifies us from all our impurities. That is the reason we have come here. So all the impurities are purified by hearing. And this hearing, and then gradually we can slowly come to the step of reaching the lotus feet of the Lord. So actually here it is very important that without the mercy of the sadhu, without the mercy of the devotee, we can never get a chance to worship Krishna. This is the main thing. There is no question of trying to get darshan of Krishna, worshipping Krishna, without always begging for the mercy and asirvad of great, great sadhus. So we are very fortunate. Me too. I have come here. I am a very fallen soul. So it is very great opportunity that Maharaj is coming to Malaysia and I get a chance for his darshan. If not anything other than his darshan I get. And he is giving a permission so like me to speak. I don't know much actually. But this is also what I am speaking because in his order it is very purifying. One more last more point. I say that this Mahat Sevam is very important. Why it is very important? Because Shastra always says, because Mahat Sevam, we cannot get rid of our impurities. And who is Mahat? This sloka also says, Mahat Sevam,
महत् सेवम अहूर तमो अहूर विमुक्ते तमो द्वारा योषित शुंगी संगम समचित्त प्रसन्त समचित्त महंतस्ते समचित्त प्रसन्त किम अन्य साधवो सुरिदव्ये something like that. Anyway, who is the greatest friend? Samachitta. He is equal to all people. Prashanta is happy in his devotional service. Mahanta, the great saint. So like this, he is giving compassion to everybody. He comes and gives compassion equally to all people. In this way is Mahat. And that's why Mahat, it is very important that we do Mahat Sevam. Because without Mahat Sevam, we cannot purify ourselves from all our impurities in the heart. So, in this sense, I do not want to take too much time and talk so much. But I would say that we are very lucky to come here and to hear from the Mahat, to see, get darshan, do some service in a little way. In this way, I am fortunate. Vancha Kalpatru Vishta Kapalam Dilvesha Vitaam Paham Vishta.
Sankhape ko je dosh mein bole. श्लोक बोलता था
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य वैराञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances antararashtrami paramaradhadru pad padma om vishnu pad astotra satasimad bhakti vedanta sabha manmasthai maharaj and om vishnu pad parigajokacharya vajya अष्टोत्तर सदस्यमान भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज. आई पे माय ऑबिसेंसेस ऑल वैष्णवस एंड वैष्णवीस टू असेंबल हियर लिसन हरि कथा फ्रॉम श्री गुरुदेव लोटस लीफ रेड बाय दिस रवि सन्यासी. इन बिगिनिंग गुरुदेव आस्क्ड बट विजय प्रभु व्हाई यू इनवाइट मी टू कम मलेशिया एंड विजय प्रभु टोल्ड सिंस 1996 गुरुदेव इज कमिंग टाइम टू जॉइन मलेशिया. When somebody inviting Gurudev in America, and Gurudev replied him, I travel all over the world by my sweet will. I never depend somebody's invitation. So if we go to scriptures, the spotless Puran Srimad Bhagavatam, when Gargacharya ji came to Nanda Gokul to do name given ceremony of Lord Krishna Baladev Prabhu, and he mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahanta Sabhavei Tarite Pamar, Nija Kaja Nahitabhu Jantar Ghar, Mahadri Chalanam Renan Grihnantina Chaitasam, Nishya Saya Bhagavan Nanda Thakar Pate Kachit. Jo Mahanta, who is Mahanta? Mahanta means, who is Mahan? Krishna is Mahan, Mahopi Mahiyan, Anuropyaniyan. Who captured that Mahan Sri Krishna in his heart by his love, is Mahanta. What is their nature? They want to deliver this world, because in this world the fallen soul, they are suffering so many ways. Seeing their miseries, their heart became melt. So then the Sankri person came in this world and delivered them through his Harikatha. What made Gurudev to come here in his advance age of 90 years? Is anything lack in India that Malaysia can fulfill? No. Seeing your miseries, Gurudev came to help you. Oh my dear daughters and sons, you are not of this world. You are refugee, you are living here. So you want that I take you with me to Golok Vrindavan. So when you are initiated by Gurudev, but due to weakness of heart, somebody was chanting, somebody forget mantras. No, Guru is coming again and again to help you. This world is not permanent residence of ourselves. If you want to be permanent happy, then he have to give up this world one day and have to go to Vaikuntha planet. How much wealthy person you may be, you could not eat dollar. What your dollar, what you are eating, pasta, chapati, rice, dal, noodles, all this you need to eat, as much as dollar you have. Who is much more wealthy, they think, oh, dollar is dollar, brighter than solar, dollar is dollar, lunar, cooler than lunar. If you have dollar, then you are a scholar. If you have a dollar, you are a fuller. This is the materialistic philosophy. By this you never be happy. If you really want to be happy, then you have to be always in good association. In the mentioned scripture, once Vishwamitra Rishi, who taught so many about Acharya Lord Ram, and Vasishtha Rishi, who was guru of Lord Ramchandra's dynasty, some difference of opinion going on. Vishwamitra told that by gyan and job, by karma, we can attain eternal happiness, and is more better than bhakti. Vasishtha is told, who is guru of Lord Ramchandra and their forefathers, he told, no, not possible. Bhakti is greater, especially sadhusanga is greater than anything else in this world. So nobody is listening to each other. Then they decided, let us go to Anantadev. Anantadev means a form of snake. The last fraction of Baladev Prabhu, who holding this universe on his foot like a mustard seed. Then both of them went to Anantadev and approached their question. Anantadev told, oh, please listen to me. I am holding the earth, time with immemorials from the beginning of the creation. So I am a little tired. Any one of you can hold this earth, burden of the earth, weight of the earth, then I can take some rest and reply your question. Vishwamitra told, as much as job and karma and austerity I did, I am giving all result of that, prithvi must, earth must be one point, don't move. So as soon as Anantadev take his head good off, then big earthquake start, again Anantadev hold it. Then Vasishtha told, I don't know what is job, what is gyan, what is karma, I don't know at all. I know only sadhu sangha. If I had did any sadhu sangha in my birth, I am giving 1 second of that result of the sadhu sangha, oh Prithi Devi, please be calm and quiet. As soon as he told this, Anantadev took his hood off, then there is no earthquake, no chaos, nothing. It's calm and quiet. After some time, Anantadev was talking with them. After that, Vishwamitra told, oh Prabhu, now we can answer our question, solve the problem. Then Anantadev, still there any doubt? If any doubts, please speak out. You have decided by yourself. So how come? Then Anantadev told, you has given your all the result of your gyan and karma and tapas austerity. Not even second you can hold the Prithvi Devi. On other hand, Vasudeva told, if I did any sadhu sangha, I am giving the result of only 1 second of that, Prithvi must become and quiet. Still so many hours have been passed, still there is no chaos in Prithvi Devi. So that means sadhu sangha is higher than anything else in this world. If you do sadhu sangha, then sadhus will tell you what? Krishna katha. Just like Sri Gurudev before told, satan prasangam vidhi sambhido, hitkarma rasa yanak katha, tajyasanadasya upaparda vatmani sadhārati bhakti ranukrami sati. If you mean sadhu sangha, sadhu will tell you what is the process to be happy and eternal happiness, where is eternal happiness. If you see anything in this world, none can give you peace and tranquility of mind. And if you see from the beginning of the creation, you can see all are became happy due to sadhu sangha. If you go see Srimad Bhagavatam, they were very wealthy kings. How they became happy? Give up their wealth and build bhajan. I am not asking to give up your wealth. If you, your family, may alive and may do your job, your business, but be in sadhu sangha and do bhajan, how is it possible? their approach first of all administered by bona fide Gurudev. How we can know who is bona fide Gurudev? It mentions Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadehita Jigyasa Syottaman Sabdehi Paricha Nishnatam Brahman Rupa Samasrayam. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadehita. For this, Tasmad means for this. What for? What purpose? What is? What for this? In this world, Trayabhi Ghata Jigyasa. We are served by threefold miseries in this world. We want or not, we bound to suffer. That what is the threefold miseries? One is called Adidoivit, chaos due to demigods, sometimes drought, sometimes flood, sometimes tidal tsunami waves, this and that. And Adibhautik, the chaos created by other living entity. And Adhyatmik, chaos due to uncontrolled mind. When you have too much, you cannot get any peace and tranquility of happiness. Then you ask, how I can get happiness? Then you have to go to Srila Gurudev. What is symptom? It is, he has to, suppose, bona fide Guru has two symptoms. Sadhyai paricha nishnatam brahman upa samasyam. He must be realized soul. He realized Krishna and serving him 24 hours in a day. Although, bona fide Guru sit among us, he could not understand what he is doing. Just like being in this class, we may think, oh, I went to office, my boss insulted me so much. I may quit my job. Oh, I went there, that guy quarreled with me uselessly. In the same way, we are thinking about material thing. And one of our Gurudev, being among with us, always thinking about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. He is realized soul. This is his primary symptom. Secondary symptom, Sabdeja Nishnatam. He must be qualified and expert in all scriptures. If any doubt of devotees or disciples from quotations of scripture, he can class it out. And moreover, Upasamasyam, he must be detached from this material world. This material world, if you see, Malaysia has so many people. How many people has come here? So all this material world, either male or female, they are attached with 3W or 3M. 3W means, for male they are attached with 3W. Woman, wealth and wine. And for female, money, marijuana and male. Think of all this, this is the nature of material world. So bona fide Guru must be detached from this 3W or 3M. And he can always quoted from scripture and realize soul. If you go like this type of bona fide teacher or spiritual teacher, then under his guidance, if you do bhajan, then your life will be successful. And one day, you will give up this world and going spiritual world, you will serve Divine Kapila and Mahaprabhu. And you never have come down in this world because Krishna is told, Jatratuva nunivartanti etadhama paravam mama. Going here, you will never to come back in this world, this is my eternal abode. So if you want to really be happy and don't want to suffer in this world, then you have to approach bona fide Gurudev. Under his guidance, being in good association, if you do bhajan, then you will be successful. Hare Krishna.
I've heard that so many devotees has passed away from this world. So their relatives are asking, what should we do that he will have peace of mind and Krishna bhakti? You should suggest something. So I am telling, advising them, take the remnant means
ashes.
If you can come to India, then it should be thrown in Ganges and Jamuna. Navdeep is, Ganga Nadi is there, and we can give. And in Vrindavan or in Haridwar, we can give it. And secondly, we should offer prasadam, delicious prasadam to Krishna. And then remnant should be given to, offered to that person or lady. by this
by some Vedic mantra
by this he will have the prasadam of Krishna and he will be liberated and he will have the peace of mind and bhakti will come in their heart. This is sure. So if you can do very good, my advice is this. Oh, you should sing a song. You.
हो गया।